lot of people were really scared or upset when they heard a church is coming to Polk Street?
There was a number of people in the neighborhood. Some of the businesses were a little upset. And people saying negative things about the church on the street that were reported back.
And especially when the church bought the site with the Rendezvous Bar in it, they felt that we are a very fundamentalist church and that we just moved there because we hate gay people and we wanted to transform this neighborhood.
The Rendezvous was a underage hustler club in a way, and so yes, that no longer is an option on this corner. It's just we have gotten more compliments for that than negatives. And we've gotten so many compliments on our building here with the church, I'm trying to find out where the negative, if this is gentrification, why do so many people like that? My name is Ken Tipton. I am an active member and part of the steering committee which helps run the church.
I am Wilfried Glabach, and since 2001 I'm the pastor of First Congregational Church of San Francisco. Some people ask me once, so did you just move in because this is a cheap neighborhood? But I always have to tell them that's not true. It was just we got the opportunity and it was affordable for us. And that was the main reason why we moved into this neighborhood.
In the end of the 90s, it became clear that we could not stay downtown. The building was falling apart and we didn't have the money to fix it up. But it was a huge old historic building that had a lot of value.
Finally, the congregation decided to sell the building and use the money to get started again. The dot-com industry was booming at that time, so it was difficult to find something.
We saw this property, which had just a very small building on a corner, and so it evolved that if we built a church here, we could still do it with the money that we had from our previous building.
I remember when I saw it the very first time and I walked up Polk Street. This place was pretty dirty and graffiti on the wall. And then this one corner had a little alcove. And in this alcove were two or three homeless people sleeping. And there was a gay bar at this time, the Rendezvous Bar. The Rendezvous Bar asked for the support of the neighborhood association when they were looking into a new location that was a block away from here. And I know that some people from the Lower Polk neighborhood meeting thought that they could control what was going on in front of the Rendezvous Bar. They were afraid of drugs and prostitution.
We did hear, that there were a number of groups that didn't want them there, mainly because of certain segments of their clientele. We felt it optimum if we didn't take a side.
Some of the bartenders and some of the patrons, they were really upset about us. And it took a while for all of us to realize that this has nothing to do with a church against gays.
We're not necessarily against any segment of the gay community. We do feel that probably the young hustlers are needing more help than they're getting from that way of life.
We had to tell them that we were the first church who had an open gay pastor in 1972 already, and over 50% of our members are gay or gay-friendly or lesbians or transgender.
I mean, it's ridiculous. We have a gay group. We're from a denomination that has a track record of being the most liberal Christian denomination supporting gays. I mean, we've had our denomination, let me repeat that, has had films in the Gay Film Festival produced by our denomination. Building a new building, I guess you'd have to say we were part of an improvement. The whole city is growing and there is building everywhere. And Polk Street is not alone in this. It definitely is looking better. So if the business owners are having an influence, it is slow but definite. I think our church improving this area will make it better for everybody, and that life and the quality of life will be better.